Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest podcast show on earth.
Hi, listeners. This is Jazzy, your host for the last, what, 5-6 days for the World Clown Convention in Orlando. Excuse me?
Did you say host?
Wait, donkey?
Wow. After 5 days away from me, you just took over. You took over. I thought we were co-hosts. You forgot the co.
Well, I've been just doing it for 5 or 6 days by myself. So I just figured, you know, I might step up my game to just host. Right. Why not?
All right, fine. Fine. Here's the Jazzy Show. All right. Enjoy, okay. Everybody.
Oh, I'm glad you're here with us, Gunky. We missed you.
I missed you. I'm so sorry I couldn't be there. Some people have to work for a living.
Okay. Well, you certainly were missed, really.
Well, I kept up with all your podcasts and all your exploits and with the listeners. So I was one of the listeners this time, and that was actually fun for me. I really enjoyed what you were doing. You got to introduce us to some cool people from all over the world, actually internationally.
Yep.
I really enjoyed your interview with Ron Severini.
Yes.
I liked every second of that. So I hope our listeners did too. So if you didn't hear Ron Severini, go back to WCA 2023 on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you also interviewed Robin Bryant.
Robin, the president.
President. So that was awesome.
Yep, now she's the past president.
I know. Wait, she's past?
Past president.
Oh, yes. Past president. So Jackie. Sorry, Robin. So now who's the president?
Jackie Newton is our president for the next 2 years.
All right. Well, we'll have to talk to Jackie at some point on our podcast.
Absolutely. That would be fun.
It was awesome to hear Robin's story and just hear what you were doing at the convention and the competitions. So you've kind of brought us up to speed all through the week.
Yeah.
Up to date what was happening. But you left us with a cliffhanger.
I kind of did.
Yeah. We don't know. You took us right up to the banquet and then crickets. We heard nothing. But what happened? Who won?
Well, there were a lot of winners. I don't remember all of them in the right categories and placing, but
all right. Well, our listeners don't know everybody that competed, so if you can you just run down that list of everybody that competed? Can you do that?
How long is this podcast?
All right, well, let's just tell the listeners, how did you do? Can you just give me an idea of how you and some of the people that you talked to did?
I competed, first of all, I competed in every competition there was. I was a busy little beaver.
You were, and you did our podcast.
And I tried to do a podcast a little better than last year. I think I did. I think I was able to accomplish a little more than last year. It's just so very hard because with the schedule and what I have to prepare and get ready for when I'm doing all the competitions, and then by the time I actually get a chance to finish the competitions and then get around to finding some people or having them available to talk to. Sometimes it wasn't until the evening or late evening. And so, I apologize for that, but I really feel like some of those were worth the wait. And it was just fun for me to be able to interview some of the regular clowns there, some of the people that are behind the scenes and doing some work, like Marilyn doing all the photography, and hear her story. And then I really wanted to get Robin, because, and I knew she was super busy, because not only was she running that, you know, the president of the World Clown Convention at the time, but she also was teaching and lecturing and, you know, just issues of her own. So it was a challenge for her, but she She rocked every second of that convention, in my opinion.
And you thought you were busy.
Yeah, for sure, right? Yeah, I didn't have any of that to worry about. And then just to get some of the other people, like Ron. He was really a delight, and it was a last minute thing, and he was very open to doing an interview with us, so I went with it. It was really nice to get some just one-on-one time with him. You know, he's been doing this 52 years or something. I mean, it's crazy. So a lot of people, you know, just on a side note here, a lot of people that I've talked to, maybe they're retired now or whatever, but they didn't start clowning until retirement. So when you think of somebody like Ron that's been doing it for 52 years, that is quite the accomplishment and all that he's done. I mean, I'm not going to give it all away, but you guys will have to listen.
Yeah, you go back and listen to that, because he's forgotten more than I know.
Okay. There you go.
So I just thought you had a nice cross section. You had Luis in there, right?
Yeah, Luis. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he was, you know, he at first I wanted to talk to him, and he was like, well, I don't speak great English. And I said, you know what? I would just love to just take a couple minutes and just, you know, hear a little bit of your story. And I think he did a wonderful job.
He did great. So thank you. Thank you to everybody that participated with Jazzy. It's our listeners and those people that we get to talk to that keep this thing alive. And we just want to continually, as you know, reinforce the positive aspects of clowning. And I think you helped us do that. So if you were an interviewer or you just listened, you're helping us keep that going. So thank you so much for doing that. All right. So now we kind of recap that a little bit, put that in a little box, right? We'll sit over here to the side. You got you got this bunch hunk of metal that.
Hunk of metal.
Yeah, you're dangling all these medallions.
That's right.
Yeah. So tell us, what do those medallions represent? How did you
play? How did I personally do? Okay, so our first day of competition was makeup and costume. And I competed in Character Clown as a musical conductor. Okay. And yeah, I mean, everyone liked it enough for me to take first place. So I took first place in Character Clown.
Yay! And it's so appropriate for Jazzy the Clown.
Right?
Yeah. that wasn't lost on me. I wasn't born yesterday.
And then in the afternoon, we did our face painting competition. And I placed first place in face painting competition.
Nice.
You know, our buddy Lorelei, she took second place. So,
yay.
Yeah. So
the one and two for the both of you. All right.
One and two. Yay. Yes. All
right. And then congrats, Lorelei.
Yes. Yes, girl. And then I did balloons after that. And I took second place in balloons. And that was a four design in an hour. I mean, it went by. I was twisting as fast as I could, and I barely made the four designs in the hour. It was crazy. It goes so fast. Wow. The time flies by. Then the next day was the group and single skits.
Uh-huh.
In the morning, they did the group skits, which is different than our Midwest does. So at 9 a.m., I believe it was, we started off doing some group skits. And I did a group skit with Lorelei, Irene, and Gloria. We took second place with our group skit.
Okay.
And then we didn't do anything, not until that evening. That was kind of like our entertainment for the evening on that evening. So it was single skit and variety arts. So in that category, I placed second as well. On Thursday was parade ability.
Wait. Let's back up just a second. What did you do for your single skit?
It was a story about a woman that was down on her luck, like a bag lady. It's all to the song Feeling Good by Michael Bublé.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, she's she's not feeling it. She's not feeling good. But then in the middle of it, it starts to, the music kind of starts to get to her and makes her feel something and have a little more confidence in herself and have a little hope that life might get a little better. And so she ends up, the music kind of takes over. The music, if you've not heard it, kind of gets crescendos at a certain point where it just gets very bold, you know? And so at the one...
Sassy.
Yeah. And then when she's really feeling confident, because, I mean, she changes a scarf to a cane, and then she's dancing with the cane. And then she goes back and she drops off her cane and her little straw hat, and under the straw hat is a tiara, and then she quick changes into a beautiful chiffon ball gown. So now she's this person that she never dreamt she would be, and it's a new life, it's a new hope, it's a new life for her. So she dances a little bit, is, you know, and then basically at the very end, the blow off is she opens, because she was pulling stuff out of a trash can before earlier. Mm-hmm. The blow off basically is her taking the lid off and putting her overcoat and her straw hat and putting that in the garbage with everything else, and then kind of just sauntering off as a new woman because she's going to start her new life type of thing.
Feeling good. Nice. I like
so,
it.
Yeah. And then Thursday was Prateability. So there were 33 of us doing Prateability. That was a big group. Yeah, very large group. I happened to get number 10, so I was in the first third, which was really nice because after you do your Prateability routine, you get to then sit with everybody else and kind of watch the others. So Lorelai had number 28 out of 33, so she didn't really get to see very many. But it was fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of good creativity. Prateability always brings out a lot of people. And I placed third, so nice. I got top three for that. So everything I did, I placed in, and therefore at awards banquet night, the top points, you don't have to get first place in everything or whatever, they just add up the total points. Mm-hmm. And then the total, I was lucky enough to receive the highest point total, so I was named the all-around clown for 2023.
Woohoo! Woohoo! Yay!
So it was quite the honor to receive the all-around clown again.
Wait. That's 2 years in a row.
That is 2 years in a row.
That's awesome.
I know.
That should be like double bell ringing.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of hard work and went into that. But if you do take all-around clown 2 consecutive years in a row, you get the title of master clown. So you are now looking at the WCA master clown and the first woman master clown ever.
Get out! That's amazing. Congratulations. I'm over the moon happy for you. How do you feel? Wait, do I have to call you master now?
Please, yes. We're going to have to change the show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Jazzy's show.
Right.
Master clown, Gunky, peace out.
I'm the fifth master clown of the WCA. WCAA has been around for 40 years, and there's only been 5 of us, and 4 of us were there on convention banquet night. So there was Luis, and he's from Puerto Rico, and then Randy Christensen and his son Ben Christensen, and myself. So we got a nice picture of the 4 of us because Edmund Kong from Singapore, he was the other master clown that was not there this time.
That's awesome. So wait, you're the only woman, right?
Yes.
And you're one of 5 total?
Yep.
And if I understand what you're saying correctly, we have two that are international.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so that means three of the other, or the other three are here in the U.S.
Right.
And the three that are in the U.S., those three are also part of another convention that you're a part of.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're right. Oh,
so
my God.
So all three Master Clowns are part of the Midwest Clown Association.
That's right. We are. Yeah, wow. Because Randy lives in Minnesota, Ben is in Michigan, and I'm in Illinois.
That's awesome. Well, congrats. I'm honored to be co-hosting a podcast. Aww. With a master clown. I'm not worthy.
Thanks, Gunky. No, it would have been better if you were there, obviously. But yeah, it was a very special, humbling moment for me.
Congratulations. You know that I was home cheering for you.
I know.
I know this was a possibility, and I'm very excited for you, and I'm so glad. And I hope our listeners realize how hard that is to do. First of all, to place that high 1 year and take all-around clown, and then to do that successfully a second year and take all-around clown is a feat in itself. That's a lot of work. That's awesome. Well, this is the congratulations to Jazzy episode of Slapstick Conversations on Clowning.
Thank you, Gunky. I hope these listeners just understand that going to a convention is what you make of it. Whether you don't have to compete. There are some people that's not their thing, and that's fine. You can learn so much with these lectures, with these classes you take, and just have fun with every single night. There was something going on performance-wise, and they even had an international talent show one night, which was awesome. So even if you like to do, say, a skit or do a little performance, but you didn't want to go and do it for skit or variety arts competition,
yeah, so
you got a chance to do it.
You don't want to be judged. There was still an opportunity to perform, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
So, and this group is a welcoming group, and you know, we're there to see everybody do good and strive. There's something for everyone, and I think it's well worth your time to attend something like this.
Yeah, and if you're on the fence, just do it. When I first started clowning, I didn't do any of the competition stuff. So I was just happy just being a clown and going and learning stuff.
Yep.
Then I started by doing I was like, oh, I'll just do group skits. Oh, this is good. I'm in a group. And then meeting my lovely co-host here and Lorelai encouraged me to start doing the competing thing. And I have to tell you that when I started doing that, just do one. You don't have to do everything like she's doing. If you're considering that, just take one bite. You only eat an elephant one bite at a time, right?
Right.
so just try one thing. But because what's going to happen is you're going to get these score sheets that are going to tell you how you can improve.
Right.
And that's how you grow as a clown.
Absolutely.
So I'm not saying you have to compete. Just go and learn. When you feel comfortable, then take the next step. And then the next step. And before you know it, you'll be a master clown too, just like my lovely co-host.
And you meet lots of wonderful people from all around the world that are your lifelong friends.
And you get the joy of sharing those smiles and laughs with people around the world. And you have memories that last a lifetime.
Absolutely.
Well, with that being said, we're going to have to wrap up this edition of Slapstick Conversations on Clowny. I'm the flunky co-host. Well, I guess, yeah, I'm the flunky. And our master clown is...
Jazzy.
Thank you for listening to Slapstick Conversations on Clowning.
If these two clowns ran away to join the circus, the train would have already left the station.